The Lord be with you.
And also with
you. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and said to them, "Whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and even life itself, cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not first sit down and estimate the cost to see whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it will begin to ridicule him, saying, 'This fellow began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king, going out to wage war against another king, will not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to oppose the one who comes against him with 20,000? If he cannot, then while the other is still far away, he sends a delegation and asks for terms of peace. So therefore, none of you can become my disciple if you do not give up all your possessions." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
May my words and all our thoughts be acceptable to God, now and always. I have just read that Jesus said, "If any of you come to me and don't hate your father and your mother, your wife and your children, your brothers and your sisters, yes, and even your own life, you can't be my disciple." That's hard. In fact, I'll go further. That's ridiculous. I'll just pause while we wait for the thunderbolt. The first thing to remember is that what is reported as the words of Jesus have been filtered through time and then through translation, not to mention the changes that can come through constant repetition as one person speaks to another. We all have a tendency to exaggerate when recounting an experience. We don't just have a fall, we go splat in the mud and stand up dripping with blood. We don't just get lost, we wander for hours struggling through mud and barbed wire. So it would be comforting to say that Jesus didn't say those exact words. That for the writer of the gospel to remember them correctly some 40 years after Jesus' death was asking a lot. But hate is a very strong word. And most of the translations that have gone back as close as they can to the original words quote hate as the word that was used. Words are tricky things. They do not always express what we mean to say. Maybe that's why we wave our hands about when we're talking to people. We're trying to add an extra layer of meaning. I know if I have to say something difficult to someone, I need to say it face to face when we are alone together to try and make my meaning absolutely clear and to listen to them. In fact, the best way of all for me is not face to face, but when we're in an enclosed space like a car. Travelling by any means is particularly good, because the necessity of giving an immediate reply is removed, and which gives us time to think before speaking. Communication by text or email is wonderful for speed of reaction and arrangements, but it doesn't give you the tone of response you can hear in a voice. Uncertainty, anger, pleasure. Also, communicating in that way can be stopped abruptly by the choice of one person who doesn't reply. Whereas it's difficult to stop the conversation and walk off from a car or a plane. So what is the message of today's gospel reading? That we have to stop loving the people that have the potential to bring us closer to understanding what love is, what God is. Love is one of those words that needs pages of definition all to itself, only surpassed by the word God. In fact, they can't be separated because we are told God is love. Can we reverse that and say, love is God? After all, love is as difficult to quantify, to define, as God is. The absence of both is easier to define. Those who cannot believe that there is a power beyond human life that allows us to go our own way, but yet cares for us, are much more certain than we are. There is no God, they say. And therefore, there is no struggle to comprehend a spiritual life, to look beyond physical life. We say there is a God, but we find it almost impossible to define what we mean. To say God is love helps a bit, because we all have our ideas of what love might be. If we're lucky, we've experienced the certainty of loving others and of being loved. But that brings its own dangers, because at some time we all have to let go of the person we love. It often is through death of the physical body. But letting go can be allowing the object of our love to live their own life, to make their own mistakes, to expose themselves to being hurt physically or emotionally. It's very easy to love the idea of love, but the reality isn't always what we expect. Age can change us. Jealousy can creep in. And we can start trying to measure love. Soft lights and beautiful music can give way to discordant noises and harsh words. Earthly love is, like our lives, subject to an end. We have to look beyond our earthly experience of love, beyond our own lives, to fully understand what love is, what God is. Not all of us experience love in this life. Some only catch glimpses of it. Some suffer terribly when they lose their earthly love. But eventually, we will all have the opportunity to know real love that will last forever. I have no idea how this will happen, but I am sure real love is waiting for us. So we must use the experience of love we are given in this life to look beyond. Love is a gift that cannot be paid for or found by hard work. It cannot be grabbed and hugged to ourselves. And importantly, it is not only for other people. If we are to find God's love, we have to learn to love ourselves. In the end, we're all we've got. So even if you don't like yourself very much, remember to love yourself, because that will give you a glimpse of God before you feel the full force of God's love in heaven. I still think hate is too strong a word, because it's so hard and negative. I once had a guest in my house who refused to let me say the word, even about something trivial like ice cubes in my drinks, because he said I didn't really mean it. And he was right. Maybe a whole phrase is needed. This is my attempt to explain the gospel reading. Anyone who invests too much in other people and in yourself in this life runs the risk of having no room left to receive the ultimate love, which is God. Now it's over to you.